Tonight we are focusing our attention on prophecy, especially in the prophecy of the end times. We all know that we live in the end times, and the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ is the event which every believer ought to be looking forward to. And I hope you focus on this great event, the Lord Jesus returning. However, in our study of prophecy, we go back 2,000 years or more, and we consider the chapter where we just read in Daniel 7, First World Empire on the top line, lion with eagle's wings. What does that signify? It signifies the world power at that time, Babylon. Number two world power is a bear, and that is representing Medo-Persia. World empire number three is Greece. All these are in chronological order. Babylonian empire is about 2,000 years B.C., and then the rest until Roman Empire is just about the end of B.C. So the Third World Empire is leopard with four wings and heads, and that signifies Greece. World Empire number four is our focus of our study, to know something of what we are living through, and that is the Roman Empire. That is the most powerful, represented by a beast which is dreadful and terrible with great iron teeth and 10 horns. Now, in brackets I've shown there, although it is Roman in period, actually, the world power today is American. Does that make a mistake in the computation or in the identification? What do you think? Is that a mistake? No. Roman refers to American. Now you say, how does Roman refer to American? The American Republic, though the country of North America or USA, came from the remnant of the Roman Empire. When was the Roman Empire? About 200 years BC until today. We are now living in the era of the Roman Empire, represented by America. How does America fit into the mold of Roman Empire? How does America satisfy this definition, match the definition of a Roman origin? You recall that the original settlers of America, USA, came from England, some from Europe, and therefore they came from the old Roman Empire. That gives it the continuity from Babylon to Medo-Persia to Greece to Rome. So we are now in the Roman era, although America is not Roman as such, but the original Americans came from part of the Roman Empire. That qualifies it to be Roman. This Roman Empire in America is represented by a beast, dreadful and terrible, with great iron teeth and 10 horns. The 10 horns are not what our interest is in. Can we have the next slide, please? 4 beasts with 10 horns, but 3 of the horns were plucked up by the roots. Daniel 7, verse 8. From the 10 horns came a little horn. Now, this little horn I have identified, although not all students of prophecy agree with me, but that is my own personal understanding, and it is the understanding of many other students of prophecy. And I'll explain to you so that you will understand how the 10 horns gave rise to a little horn. The little horn is not little in seniority, but not in size. It's not little because it is small. America is much bigger than the rest of the countries of the Roman Empire, but it is little because it is late in time coming out, appearing as a country. This is explained in Daniel 7 itself. So when you think of little horn, think of a country that came late in time. And America is the youngest of all the countries in the Roman Empire. And it has a mouth speaking great things. Do you ever think to yourself how America says the first word in any kind of international conference of heads of states? Everybody listens to America. Recently, we heard Mrs. Clinton, the American Secretary of State, when she went to Saudi Arabia, she addressed the Arabs. And you know the Arabs are very strong and strict Muslims who are anti-homosexuality. So, as you may know or may not know, Mrs. Clinton is a very strong pro-homosexuality. And she is for free sex. She at one time advocated, you see, in America, free sex is allowed for those under 18. Then they reduce it to 16. Then they reduce it to 14. Now, Mrs. Clinton says, that's not good enough. We should reduce it to 12 and let them do as they like. And as for sexual differentiation, male and female separate until they get married, she says, no, that's not good enough. Now she's for homosexuality, same-sex marriage. Here it says, speaking great things, about speaking great things. That is true of the American leadership. Wherever they go, they say the first word, and all the rest listen. Next slide, please. Now, here we study the development of the prophecy in the vision seen by Daniel. By the way, Daniel was a captive in the land of Babylon, and he became prime minister of Babylon under Nebuchadnezzar, and then through the next regime, into the next regime, and the next regime. So he went through three regimes, and he was still the prime minister because he was a great man. He was true to his faith and served God faithfully, was true to the Lord, so that God prospered him. And in the vision that was seen by him, we see firstly that God, the Ancient of Days, is the name of God. Ancient of Days, his garment was white as snow. His hair is like pure wool. His throne is like a fiery flame, and the wheels as burning fire. What an awful, awful vision that Daniel was allowed to see. And this, by the way, is good for us to know what our God is like. Our Lord is a consuming fire, and there he is. You see how his throne is like a fiery flame. The wheels as a burning fire, and before him a fiery stream issued. We cannot imagine what this will be like when God appears to men eventually one day, that a fiery stream issues from his carriage and countless billions of angels. It says there in the text, thousands and thousands and thousands. When you add them up and multiply them out, it becomes countless billions of angels ministered to him. I was amazed when the President Clinton went to China. He had an entourage of 1,000 assistants of all kinds in order to protect him and to accompany him. 1,000 people here. God has an entourage of millions, billions, countless billions of angels ministered to him. So we are to know our God is so marvelous and so great and so powerful, but all these are what? Angelic hosts. Do you know them? This is a different society of people, God's creatures altogether. Next slide, please. Now, our interest is in Jesus coming again. Our Lord Jesus returns. When he returns, here is a picture of his returning in the clouds as seen by Daniel. Who is Daniel, by the way? He was a captive in Babylon for a start. And how was he a captive? He was taken as a young man in his teenage to Babylon because of the invasion by the Babylonians of the Holy Land, and Jerusalem was ravaged, and the captives were taken away. Among them was Daniel, and Daniel stood true to his faith, to his God. Here is a lesson for all of us: to always remain true to God and your faith. Daniel was true to his faith, and as a result, God gave him to see and to understand visions that foretold the future. To him, the Ancient of Days, God the Father gives dominion glory, a kingdom, and all people, nations, and languages will serve him, and his dominion is everlasting, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. This is the description of the kingdom of God, to which you and I have a part, in which we have that part. Do you rejoice? And my dear friends, right now it does not appear what we shall be, but we know when the Lord Jesus returns and we become inheritors of the new kingdom of God, this is what it will be. Yes, we will be with the Ancient of Days, God the Father, and he gives dominion, glory in the kingdom to all of us, to all people, nations and languages will serve him. His dominion is everlasting, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. This is the most comforting. Some people wonder, hey, I've been a Christian all these years, and I serve the Lord. What do I get in the end? Here it is. His kingdom, to which you have a part, is that which shall not be destroyed, but it will last forever and ever and ever, and you will never die yourself, for he has given to us everlasting life. Next, please. The saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and forever and forever. Never to... Now, this is the greatest comfort. You say, what do I get as a Christian? This is what you get as a Christian. You are the saints of the Most High God, and you take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, and that forever is forever and ever, without termination. That is the reward of being a Christian. May that encourage all of us. Next, please. Now, Paul, writing to Titus, says, look for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you see any signs of the Lord's return? What did the Lord say? Look for wars and rumors of wars. Do you hear it? You hear it, you see it in the newspapers, in Straits Times, in the Middle East, in all the Arab countries, there's a turmoil. And in Europe, there is Russia versus Ukraine. In China, there is conflict between the Chinese and Vietnamese and the Filipinos. And between them, there is unrest and conflict. At the same time, America is rising up as an ally of Japan and a protector of the world, more or less. You know, how did America come into this powerful situation? Do you know? Do you know? From the First World War, after the First World War was finished, Europe was bankrupt. America came to the rescue, as he had rescued England during the First World War. England would have lost the war except for American help. Now, after the First World War, America became world leader in the economic field. It became the richest and most powerful nation in the world, to lift up the world and to save the world economy. Now, the Second World War. England had lost the war, more or less, except with American assistance. Then, how did America help in the war? Do you know, remember? How many of you lived through the Japanese war? Here we were looking to America, and America had invented the atom bomb, the first country to possess the atomic bomb. Two atomic bombs on Japan ended the Second World War altogether. We were watching and hoping for American return to drive out the Japanese. And one night we heard in August, we heard over the secret radio, America has dropped the first bomb, August the 6th, 1945. Were you born then? At that time, first bomb went down on Hiroshima. In 1 minute, 100,000 Japanese disappeared, evaporated, burned out, finished, gone. But that did not cause the Japanese emperor to surrender. He thought he was a heaven-born king of kings and lord of lords. He waited. The next week, America dropped the second bomb, both atomic bombs, and this time on Nagasaki, and the Japanese surrendered immediately. After that, America has been world leader on the democratic side, leading the world against any aggressors. So after the Second World War, the American power is felt in places like Korea, Vietnam, Cambodia, and in Middle East. In all these places, American power was manifested. Today, American power is number one in the world, without contest and without debate. Yes, there are some people who think they are atomic, they are nuclear powers also. But which country can stand up to a prolonged conflict except America? So today, we are facing the prospect of Jesus' return. What does Jesus say? Look out for signs of war and rumors of wars. This is the first sign when the disciples came to Jesus in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, and the disciples asked the Lord Jesus, Lord, when shall we know that you are coming back? And Jesus says, we'll look out for signs of war and rumors of wars. The newspapers have never been so plentiful in reports of wars and rumors of wars around the world as these last few weeks. Have you not noticed? I've written in the weekly twice already, to alert our people, be ready. Now, we are very interested because the Bible is the first to announce and to warn us of the Lord's coming again. And the first sign you look for is wars and rumors of wars. Now we return to Singapore in 2 days' time. What do you expect? Do you think the newspapers will be full of happy news? Maybe local news, but international news will get worse and worse because we are getting into the period of the Third World War coming to us. Be ready, therefore. Now, coming back to Paul's writing, is there any more slide? No more. This is the last. All right. We go back to the first one. Panorama of world history. Focus on the last one. And the world empire is foretold by the vision of Daniel of the world power, which will be American, as the beast most dreadful and terrible with great iron teeth and 10 horns. This is a description of the ferocity and the power of American army and air force. Today, there is no power that can rival with America on the world scene. America has everything, and China is the only power that is now standing up to oppose America because it has got manpower, but America has got technology, atom bomb, nuclear bomb, and the drone weapon. What is a drone weapon? Sending unmanned aircraft with bombs to bomb the enemy without any pilots, so that you conserve your manpower, send drones around the world. Now, these are signs of the Lord's coming. And this is the panorama of history, of world history, starting with Babylon to Middle Persia to Greece to Rome and then the Roman Empire, as seen in American power today. It is Roman. Question, are you ready?